Hey gang, and welcome to a new episode of Short Stories for Kids. I hope you're all doing really, really well, and thank you so much again for all of your beautiful requests. Today we have one from Rainier, and Rainier would like a story about a fox and a lynx. So, do you guys know what a lynx is? So a lynx is a big wild cat. You know, like you have normal domestic cats that are small and fluffy and people have them in their houses. Well, these lynx are wild. So they live out in the wild with all of the wild animals and they're a lot bigger than the cats that you normally see. And they're beautiful looking. And sometimes they have spots on them like leopards and they have beautiful thick fur, which keeps them warm during the winters. So that's what a lynx is, and Rainier wanted a lynx and a fox in his story. So here we go. I hope you enjoy. The Wolf and the Lynx. In the deep, snowy wilderness of the cold north, many of the animals were finding warm holes to sleep in for the wintering months ahead. It would get colder still. When all the other animals had gone for their long sleep, there were but two still roaming around the tundra, a white fox named Rock and a lynx named Rainier. They had known each other since they were both really young. At first, they had been unsure of each other, but their mothers had told them all about the brave foxes and lynx that protected the cold north from evil trolls. These horrible creatures stood taller than any human. They had long, hairy arms and legs, big, wet snouts, and dirty, long fangs. For hundreds of years, the foxes and the lynx had defended the animals that could not protect themselves from these monsters. And when they grew up, Rainier and Rock would protect all the animals themselves. Before the foxes and the lynx, it had been the great bears who had protected the land. But the great bears had gone away, and the trolls had gotten bolder and braver. There are more of them now, and unless something was done about the danger, there would be too many trolls to fight off, and none of the animals would be safe. They might have to leave and try to make a home somewhere new, and even then, the trolls might come looking for them, and who knew what other monsters would be waiting for them whenever they went. Time went on, and now Rainier and Rock were grown up. They were strong and brave. Their mothers were too old to fight the trolls, but the older foxes and lynx were not worried. They believed in Rainier and Rock. They trusted them. These two were now the North Guard that protected the sleeping animals in winter when the evil trolls roamed around in search of food. The trolls came down from caves in the mountains to hunt, and they would reach into the holes that the animals had dug and try to snatch them out for a meal. They were really mean. Well, Rock and Rainier were good at hunting the trolls, for the trolls feared Rainier's claws and Rock's jaws. One day, in the middle of winter, a great blizzard came upon the tundra, and it was difficult to see. Rainier and Rock became separated and called out for each other. The trolls heard them calling out and knew that it was time to strike. If they could get to the fox or the lynx when he was alone, they could overpower and be rid of him. The trolls stomped down from the mountains and smelled the air. The fox was closest. They would hunt the fox first and then the lynx. Rock looked around. There was snowfall as far as he could see, but then he stopped. His nose twitched. Trolls were nearby, but he could not see them. Rock growled. "You trolls should know it's a terrible idea to corner a fox," he said. The trolls laughed.
"You cannot fight us alone, little fox. You won't win."
"I may not win," said Rock, "but I will take many of you with me."
One of the trolls lunged from behind, and Rock, quick as a flash, turned and bit hard into the troll's chest. He tried to hold on, but the troll threw him to the ground. Screaming in pain, the troll jumped back and hid from Rock's sight. Then another one jumped from his side. Rock was quick, but this troll was quicker. He kicked Rock hard and sent the white fox flying. Rock leapt to his feet and sunk his sharp teeth into the troll's leg.
"Get the fox!" shouted the troll.
Suddenly, there were five more trolls running at him. Rock let go of the troll's leg and considered running, but he had to do what he could to protect the helpless animals asleep in their holes. He was going to fight. The trolls got closer and closer, and just as they were about to pounce, there was a high, angry howl. Out from the snow, Reynir leapt into the air and swiped his claws at the trolls. Then he joined Rock's side.
"Get out," said Reynir, "or you'll be sorry."
The trolls ran all the way back to the mountains, regretting the day they had challenged the fox and the lynx. In the springtime, when the animals all came out of their deep sleeps, they thanked Reynir and Rock for keeping them safe and sound. Came to the cold north, and life felt peaceful again. The creatures from miles around told tales of Reynir and Rock to their little children. And soon all the trolls in all the mountains of all the lands of all the world knew the story of the white fox and the lynx. And they were too frightened to hunt poor sleeping animals. So they hid away deep into their mountains where no one bothered them. And as always, the foxes and the lynx kept close eye on the mountains where the trolls lived, just to make sure they behaved themselves.